UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has asked all to resist the different forms of contemporary slavery. These include debt, bondage, sexual exploitation, forced marriages, and worse forms of child labor. He also expressed misgivings about increased bias and discrimination in political, religious, and legal institutions, and stressed the need for a reversal of the trend. These were contained in a speech read on his behalf by the information officer at the UN Information Center, Cynthia Pra, when she took some students on a tour of the Cape Coast Castle as part of activities to climax the International Day of Remembrance of Victims of Slavery. George Asikre reports.
On 17th December 2007, the UN General Assembly passed a resolution which declared 25th March every year as International Day of Remembrance of Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade. The resolution also called for the establishment of an outreach program to mobilize educational institutions and civil society to inculcate in future generations the causes, consequences and lessons of the transatlantic slave trade and communicate the dangers of racism and prejudice. Madam Cynthia Pra said the week-long celebration in Ghana is also used to honor the memory of those who died through the slave trade.
A multitude of black people of every description came together with scarcely room to stand, traveling for months, surrounded by the coat of blood. Only 1 out of 6 children or 1 out of 6 people who bore the claim survived. And this situation lasted for 400 years.
That was the Information Minister at the UN Information Center, Cynthia Pra.